Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Farm income is collapsing, livestock and grain prices are in the tank. Now what do? Of course, we have to persevere and ride this recession out, but there are some common sense things that could help a little bit. For 60 years, we have enforced some kind of trade embargo on Cuba. In 2000, we took one step authorizing the sale of food and medical supplies to Cuba. The problem has been that we still require Cuba to pay cash in advance on shipment. No credit allowed. It's not surprising that under such restrictions that there's not much trade. Cuba needs credit to finance imports. President Obama has opened the door to normal relations with Cuba, but we're not there yet. Secretary Vilsack has designated a USDA representative to work in Cuba to facilitate trade. We even have an ambassador to Cuba now. However, without legislation to lift the financing restrictions, our export numbers are not going to be very impressive. The potential size of the Cuban market could be $1.2 billion per year, according to Luis Ribera, economist at Texas A&M University. And here's an example of an obvious opportunity. Today, Cuba imports $300 million a year of rice from Vietnam. That rice travels 16,000 miles. Cuba's only 90 miles from our shore. We have an obvious advantage. Today, Cuba imports 80% of their food. Countries all over the world have normal trade relations with Cuba, selling them food. European Union, Canada, China, on and on, we have shut ourselves out of their market. All of these years, we've been trying to punish Cuba for being an oppressive dictatorship, and it hasn't worked. Let's try engagement and interaction. Open up trade and travel. We have normal relations with countries all over the world, and many of them are not very democratic. And one final suggestion is that we need to have the same immigration rules for Cuba that we have for Mexico and countries all over the world. Not the case today. If they take a boat, a raft from Cuba to Florida, we don't send them back. They're here to stay. Not surprising, there's a new surge of Cubans coming here. It's because they fear that with normal relations, the door will be closed, and they're right. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.